The president of the United States is losing his damn mind. We have breaking news after Donald Trump was captured on camera flipping off a Ford worker after the worker yelled out, "Pedophile protector." There is one issue that leaves Donald Trump uniquely squirmy, uniquely defensive, and immediately full of rage, and that is the Epstein files. His close relationship to Jeffrey Epstein, which is undeniable due to the plethora of photos and videos that we have of them together. Now, many topics leave Donald Trump pissed off, of course. He's always raging on Truth Social, but in this case, since he didn't have Truth Social to vent in at this very moment, he decided to take it out by flipping this worker off, and it looks like in this video he's mouthing F you, or it looks like he's saying fuck you to this worker. I'm going to show you the video in just one moment, but just to zoom out, this working class Ford worker is putting in more work every single day than Donald Trump has his entire life. Trump was born with a silver spoon or a golden spoon, which one is it? A golden spoon in his mouth at all times, given millions of dollars in loans when he was younger than me to begin his businesses. He's never built anything from the ground up. So for him to flip off a working class American, the same person that he's supposed to help, I just find uniquely disgusting. And now the subject matter makes it even more disgusting. Let me show you this video in just one second, but the Ford worker is absolutely right. On Friday, it passed the 3-week mark for the Department of Justice to release the Epstein files. Friday marked 3 weeks since the congressionally imposed December 19th deadline for the DOJ to release these files hit. Some lawmakers said they will not let the issue fade, and it seems like a lot of Americans don't want to let the issue fade as well. So far, the DOJ has only released 1% of these documents. And what does Donald Trump talk about when he goes on stage here? When he goes on stage in Detroit, he begins to talk about himself. He talks about election fraud, and he begins it with a weird remark about how everyone in the room is lucky to be in the room with him. Honestly, when I saw this video, I kind of began to think that Donald Trump might be on some serious drugs. I don't usually say that lightly, but the way he's sweating, the orange in his face, and the way he's kind of tweaking out on stage, I think he might be on drugs. If you see what I see, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the feed and check this out.
We're at 18. There's never been anything like this. You are so lucky I allow you into this room to even be with me. I'm kidding. The fake news will say Donald Trump thinks he's hot stuff. Right now I'm feeling pretty good, though, I will say. No, you're so lucky to be here.
You're so lucky to be here, he says. Usually the president's supposed to say, I'm so lucky to be here with working class Americans. But no. He says, you're so lucky to be here. And the way he says, I'm feeling pretty good right now, he might be on some drugs.
We'll say Donald Trump thinks he's hot stuff. Right now I'm feeling pretty good, though, I will say.
Yeah, I'm sure you are when you're demented, and the only way to not be demented is to take some sort of uppers. In this clip, Donald Trump continues to rant and rave. And when he's speaking in front of auto workers in Detroit, why is he ranting about Democrats? This isn't supposed to be a political campaign. Like, this isn't supposed to be a rally. This is supposed to be an update to auto workers about the state of the country and the economy. But Donald Trump is incapable of focusing on anything other than himself and Democrats.
Horrible policy. Thank God they have horrible policy. Because they're smart, they're evil, they're vicious. But they have bad policy. For instance, you could be a genius and try selling men playing in women's sport. Horrible policy.
I don't know what this ranting is. It resulted in even the workers not being too happy. Donald Trump seen flipping off a Ford worker who yelled, "Pedophile protector." This is just so beneath the office of the presidency, so beneath the office. Now, it's a little bit grainy, so I'm going to zoom in. It looks like he's mouthing F you, F you at the worker. That's what it looks like he's mouthing, right? And then he flips off the worker. I'm going to play it one more time. Somebody yells, "Pedophile protector," and Donald Trump points at him and goes, "F you." The only reason Donald Trump's so mad is because the guy is right. The guy is absolutely damn right. Governor Newsom posted this funny meme the other day.
Here we are,
And if you, in fact, if you look, come to think of it, well, I got to look at this myself. Wow.
Good one, Governor Newsom. Genuinely a good edit. I'm surprised Donald Trump didn't start flipping everybody off. But I just want Trump supporters to understand. I don't think they understand much. So hopefully at least the people listening can understand this is the type of behavior that has defined Donald Trump's entire entry into politics. His claim to fame in American politics was being a vile, racist douchebag and saying that Obama wasn't born in the United States. Just conspiracy theories. His next big claim to fame was coming up with nicknames for people. Not only Democrats, but a lot of nicknames for people on his own side that he thought were funny that just took us down to a new level. Then he claims the election is stolen. Then he makes fun of Rob Reiner right after he died. Obviously, there's just so much BS that I'm missing a lot there. There's a lot of gaps that you can fill in. Whatever example you give, it's going to be of Donald Trump being an absolute effing prick and doing something that is beneath the office of the presidency. That is exactly what we see in this video. But honestly, just to be honest, I'm not even as offended by him flipping someone off as I am of the actual cover-up of the files themselves. We shouldn't let this distract away from the fact that the files are being actively covered up by the Department of Justice in an illegal way. Yes, Donald Trump is being an absolute fascistic douchebag all the time and flipping people off and melting down, but I think we should refocus. Why is he being such a douchebag? What is he trying to cover? And how come it's been 3 weeks and we haven't gotten anything from the DOJ? Just radio silence. Well, if you look at the timeline of Pam Bondi saying the files are on her desk, then saying she doesn't have any, then Elon Musk saying Donald Trump is in the files, then he's no longer a part of the administration. Then Kash Patel says, hey, there wasn't actually anybody else trafficked. Epstein was just working alone. Then we find out that that is immediately false. Genuinely the least transparent administration in U.S. history, and that is being exposed on a daily basis. So I'm not surprised that the president, who wants to attack all of his enemies, can't have the self-control to not flip off an auto worker for one moment. He can't just walk past and just take it, just eat it, just take the hate. No, he is so egotistical that he must respond to some auto worker who I'm sure is likely facing an uphill battle in Trump's economy. And I wouldn't claim to know the financial situation of every single person in this video, but you can reasonably assume that after Donald Trump's tariffs, after his insane economic decisions, with unemployment going up, inflation going up, the economy getting worse, that most people are struggling and don't want to be flipped off by the president of the United States. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler feed and you want to see more, all that I ask is that you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. It is the best way to help independent media. And I will see you all in the next video. Peace out.